Part 8, Teacher Interview.
Do most of your students, when they reach this point, have the assistive technology skills to just step right into the use of a spreadsheet?
Most of them, no. And even the teacher in the class walks the students through putting those formulas in. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't believe half of the students wouldn't know how to do this again without looking up those formulas again, unless they're at home using spreadsheets all the time. Okay? At least not at that level.
How long does it take you, how much instructional time typically would it take you to teach this program to a student who uses JAWS and understands Windows, uses Windows, but has not used Excel?
I would say a couple lessons worth. But once you're set up, then it's really fairly easy. But it does take a little time to get used to, when they come to pull up the program, moving and using the arrows to get to where they want to be. Okay. Once they get used to using those arrows and locating and understanding it's 40A and that's where you're at, then they're really pretty independent. Now, even my low vision students use JAWS on this too, just to verify what they're typing. So it's used for both.
Do you use any kind of special program or materials or a specific instructional sequence to teach spreadsheets?
I follow what the mainstream teachers follows, all right? There is something called Windows 95 that I've had some students run through to learn a little bit about the computer in Windows. But when we're working with the spreadsheet, it's basically the teacher's directions. And here at the 7th and 8th grade level, they're expected to do other spreadsheets too. This won't be their only experience with working with a spreadsheet. The JAWS we have here, we're having some troubles with it because it's so slow. Peter gets aggravated using JAWS. Next year, this particular classroom is getting a new computer, and I am insisting on a new JAWS, updated, and so that, you know, it's much better for Peter when he moves up into this classroom. But right now, Peter, you want to give your opinion on this?
The only reason I don't like this JAWS is it's an older one, but it's slow, like she said, but I've had experience for I really didn't even do it much last year, so this is about my
first year?
Probably about my first year. Mm-hmm.
I don't really have control over how much experience they come with, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just deal with it, you know, like when I get it. Hopefully they've had it, though.
Okay, when you say it's slow, you mean it talks slowly?
No. It responds slowly. Like when if I'm typing and I hit a P, I'll hit it, and then it'll say it like right then. It waits about 3.5 seconds, and then it says the letter. So it's like it's annoying if you want to figure out if you're going faster.
What version of JAWS do you have on this?
I don't know, but Miss Allison's ordering 4.0, so it's coming in. So, you know, that's cool. Because I want to put it on my... I have a Dell at home, Windows XP. It's perfect. It's all ready.
Windows XP, all right.
Yeah.
So, are it's you using awesome. JAWS at home now? Or
I have it, but it's even slower than the one here, so...
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting for 4.0 to come, and she said I could take one home, so...
Oh, good. They've made huge improvements.
I think
that 4.0, you can go on the internet, and it'll...
Yep.
You can tap,
what?
Yeah.
I think we're about to.
Good. It's almost like... They had a thing called Connect Out Loud, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too, but I like...
You're going to be better off with 4.0 and the full JAWS.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because...
Good.
You know.